Justin Fluke with you. It's the Holton Wildcat football locker room chat with head coach Brooks Barta joining us. Holton drops to 0-2 last week, falling at Riley County by a final score of 21-20. So frustrating, coach, a second loss by 1 point in as many weeks in a game that I'm sure that you looked back at and felt like there was many opportunities for a different outcome to be had in your favor in that game. What were kind of the biggest frustrations or takeaways from last Friday's game at Riley?
Well, it really is frustrating because there's just a few plays that make a difference in the game. But, you know, the thing I was really happy with is our kick return game was really good. I was really super happy with our kids getting a stop in the fourth quarter and going down and scoring. And the officials didn't see it that way, and it didn't turn out that way. But, we took the ball, 80 yards in 2.5 minutes and scored. And that's something that we didn't do the week before that we needed to do. So I was really proud of them for that. And, you know, our biggest problem right now is probably consistency. We're good on first and second down, and we just could not get off the field on third down. And then offensively, I feel like we probably stop ourselves with mental errors or just taking a play off on offense, or, you know, we're really close to kind of putting it together and learning how to drive the ball down the field.
So I guess the good news with all that is that, you know, a lot of the things that are maybe holding you back at this point are self-infliction. I mean, you talk about, you know, hurting yourselves a little bit. Obviously, penalties were key, wiping off potential game-winning touchdowns there in the fourth quarter. But how do you fix those type of things? I know it was kind of an issue last year as well, and you seemed to work through them. I guess, how do you go about trying to just correct and clean up and be more cautious of some of those mistakes that have come at inopportune times?
You know, we started the season feeling like maybe we have some experience come back. When you get right down to it, though, we just don't have a lot of varsity experience on our team, and especially on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, it just takes time. It takes a lot of reps, and we work hard in practice and correcting that, and we watch film and try to correct that from the previous week. And our communication was a lot better. Our communication was non-existent the first game, and that's rare for us. So, you can't get all the way there in 1 week, but I think we're making progress.
On defense, you talked about, you know, just having a play that maybe is a meltdown a little bit or whatever, but what's the key on defense, I guess, to not giving up those conversions on a third or fourth and long to be able to get that defense off the field? I mean, is it natural for kids, I guess, to think a little bit differently or feel more pressure in some of those big play situations and overreact? Or what's kind of the key in those type of situations?
Well, I think, really understanding what your job is, and we don't completely understand that all the time. We make a lot of mistakes, and we call them missed opportunities this week. If you don't get lined up right or play your position in the correct way, you're missing an opportunity to make a play. And we had a lot of those missed opportunities. And once you get comfortable with that, then you have to just line up and go play. Sometimes you just got to whip a guy, get off the block, and be a part of the tackle. And when we scrimmaged Topeka High, we felt like we really saw that. And we haven't seen that quite as much the last 2 weeks. So that's, you know, you just got to line up and be a football player and want to make plays. And if we do that, I think we'll be pretty good.
Two other quick notes that I had written down here that were both positives. One is the kickoff game. I think the first three kickoffs that Corbin Wilson had went into the end zone. I mean, I feel like that's a real weapon in high school.
Yeah, it's a huge field position. We haven't had that for a few years, a guy that could put it in the end zone. And both our kick return game, we had nice kick returns, and our kickoff game, we established a lot of field position and then got a couple turnovers on their end of the field and scored pretty quickly. And, you know, maybe at that point what we needed was a longer drive just to get in a rhythm on offense. But definitely our kicking game gave us a big advantage and can be an advantage all year.
Yeah, kickoff and kick return. And then you mentioned it, the other positive I thought was getting some takeaways, forcing three turnovers that led to three quick scores and a 20-0 lead out of the gate. Well, Holton will have one more non-district game. It's a Big East and Jackson County rivalry matchup at Royal Valley. We'll preview it with Coach Barta right after this. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta, talking Holton football on the road this week at Royal Valley. And, Coach, you've had a lot of success against Royal Valley, but maybe this year's Panthers team a little bit different. They're certainly playing with some confidence off to a 2-0 start. What stands out as you kind of look at this year's Royal Valley team and the success they're having?
Well, I think, it's easy to stand out and see the amount of size they have, and we're not a very big football team, so they're going to look like a much bigger football team than we have on the field. And then, you know, I think they have a lot of speed in their backfield, always a real big advantage for them, and experienced running backs. So they're playing like an experienced football team right now, and a really big concern for us.
And it's kind of a similar matchup that you would expect as well, right? I mean, Sabetha run heavy. Riley County ended up being, you know, pretty run heavy. I think the running back carried it 40-plus times. And Roll Valley is going to run right at you, right? Got to find a way to kind of control that line of scrimmage and slow down the run, right?
Yeah, I think we, to be honest, we've probably slowed it down. We just can't stop it when we need to stop it. So we're going to have to be better on third down and get some big stops and make some big plays on defense and make some really solid tackles that give us a chance to get off the field and put our offense back on the field. I think the last couple games they felt like short football games because we've had a hard time getting off the field defensively.
What about changes that you're making this week after a couple games now and you know, some guys start getting nicked up and you have to move some people around? Are you feeling like there's a need there that maybe by default you're having to kind of make quite a few more changes here going into week three?
Well, I think part of our problem is we've kind of gone through that process of trying to find a way to play guys in the right spot for them and maybe not finding out it's the right spot for them or, you know, just the constant moving around and not really getting a chance to learn your position defensively. I think we've struggled with that. But we try to build some depth in our offense, and I don't think we have to move people around there, but I think we're still kind of searching defensively where we need people to be.
We look forward to the game. It's on KNZA this week. Holton at Royal Valley. Best of luck, Coach. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
Brooks Barta, head man for the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Medical Pharmacy, by the Farmers State Bank in Holton, and by Community Healthcare System, as well as Boomer Steakhouse.